back to Johnson, 25 feet away. A three ball is good. First three of the game, it comes from Shelby Ruprecht, and it is 9-8 Midland. Hard drive to the short corner by Kim Cruz, picks up her dribble. Back to Skilhaas, top of the key. Skilhaas over to the left side. Kim Cruz, post entry is intercepted by Jamila Johnson, who jumped the route. In transition, up ahead, Darius. 5 consecutive points for Midland. Moon with her first bucket of the game. It is 11-8. Cruz with a cross-court pass to Chapman for 3. It is short. Offensive board for Michael Holst. Kim Cruz takes a pass from Holst over to Skilhaas, and the pass is intercepted by Moon. Moon with a left-handed layup in transition. No good. Offensive board goes to Danny Anderson. She's tied up by Jasmine Skilhaas, and the possession arrow goes to the defenders this time. Robin Blount will enter the game in place of Kim Cruz. A frenetic pace right now. The defenders not taking care of the ball like they would like to. They trail by 3, 11-8. Home team leading, 12:30 to go in the first half. Across the timeline comes Jasmine Skilhaas. Looks to the left, passes to Chapman on the right wing. Back to Blount, top of the key, drives the lane, kicks it out to the right side. It is Chapman. Left-handed dribble, now back to Cook. Ball fake. Passing to Chapman on the right wing. Back inside, Cook. Now to the corner. Holst with an 18-footer, no good. Ball tips around and retrieved by Robin Blount with the offensive board and a nifty pass inside to Jamie Cook, who converts it off glass. Credit the assist to Robin Blount to track down that offensive rebound. It is 11-10 Midland. Now in the short corner, Taylor Shepard. Over to Darian Moon. Here's Johnson, a post entry. Now at the free throw line, it's Shepard. Back to Johnson. Right-handed dribble to the short corner. Dribbles it back out and passes to Joelle Anderson. Now Moon, top of the key for 3. Good. Darian Moon with a 3-ball. Second made 3 for the Warriors. They lead it 14-10. Jamie Cook across the timeline. Now Michael Holst. Here's Chapman for a 3. Left short. Rebound by Moon, but she lost it out of bounds. 3 subs for the defenders, Marish, Van Dyke, and Boone. 3 starters coming back in the game. They will replace Chapman, Cook, and one other defender. Currently on the floor is Boone, Blount, Marish, Skilhaas, and Van Dyke. A drive by Marish, blocked by Moon. But it is taken back by Marish now. A 3 from the left wing is good from Danelle Boone. It hit every part of the rim, bouncing 3 times, and it fell in. Shooter's touch for Boone as she knocks it down. She has 5 points. Boone on the year with her 10th 3, shooting just over 35%. Dribbling 25 feet away is Shepard, and she passes inside to Joelle Anderson. We have a foul. Kara Van Dyke committed the infraction. It is an on-the-floor foul. Fourth committed by the defenders. Van Dyke with her first. And now inbounding Danny Anderson from the right of the basket. She gets it to Sammy Licari. Anderson pulls up for a 3. No good. Offensive board taken by Shepard, but she fouled Marish to get it. Shepard with her second foul. And she is immediately replaced. Haley Dietrich comes in to get Shepard, who will sit on the bench now for a bit with 2 fouls. I think they were going to put Dietrich in anyway, so Coach Sean Gilbert cannot be too happy with Shepard picking up her second foul. She's a very impactful player, and they want her on the floor. There's a pass inside by Jelzima, intercepted by Joelle Anderson. Outlet pass to Sammy Licari. Licari dribbles near half court, now passes to the left side for Kelly Page. Page, defended by Jelzima, back to the point for Danny Anderson. Now in the right angle, Sammy Licari. Good defense by the defenders. They have 8 seconds to shoot, do the Warriors. Left-handed dribble, pass inside, and a shot off glass, no good. Rebound by Jessica Jelzima. That was Haley Dietrich on the shot. Now on the opposite baseline, it is Danelle Boone, a pass to Marish. Right-handed dribble, shot no good, but a foul. Aggressive play by Elise Marish. She draws a foul and gets to the line. That one will go against Haley Dietrich, her first, third team foul. Check that, fourth team foul. And Marish will head to the stripe. She's an 86% free throw shooter. She's now 37 of 43 with that make. 3 points on the game for Marish. Game knotted up at 14. Second free throw, up and good. Marish goes 2 for 2. The defenders have scored 5 consecutive. They lead by 1. Easy press break. Lakari goes in transition, missed the shot, got the rebound, and her pass inside for Haley Dietrich is intercepted. Jessica Jelsma, outlet pass, knocked away by Kelly Page and out of bounds. Near interception by Kelly Page. Instead, the defenders will get an inbounds pass on the near sideline. Blount gets it into Jessica Jelsma. Defended by Page, into the right elbow. Van Dyke makes a move to the basket. Right-handed shot off glass is good. She kisses it home off the window. And Van Dyke, the second leading scorer on the team, with her second field goal this game, she has 4. 17-14 defenders. Another pass intercepted. This time it's Elise Marish, and she gallops down the court into the paint. Her pass then is stripped away by Sammy Lakari, and a timeout called by first-year coach Gilbert. Does not like what he sees from the Warriors. They've thrown the ball away multiple times on the inside. On the season, the Warriors have turned it over 90 times. That's an average of 18 per game. They have about a half dozen, probably, in the first 11 minutes here. 9:09 on the clock. 17-14, defenders on top. Nobody running away with the scoring crown right now. Danelle Boone has 5 points to lead the team. Kara Van Dyke, the only defender to make multiple field goals. She has 4. Darian Moon has 5 points for the Warriors off the bench. That leads the team. Moon is a senior from Jacksonville, Florida, a 5'4 guard. Wears the number 20. She's on the bench right now as the Warriors dribble it up the floor. Sammy Lakari running the point this time. She's defended by Blount as the defenders are back in a man-to-man defense. In the short corner, Kelly Page dribbles and picks up her dribble. Tried to get it loose to Shelby Ruprecht. It was knocked away by Kara Van Dyke. Emily Newman checks back in for Robin Blount. And Newman will guard Lakari. Jamila Johnson inbounds, defended closely by Boone, and she gets it free to Lakari near midcourt. 12 seconds to shoot. Lakari gets a three to Kelly Page. Good switch by the defenders. They're still a long ways away with 6 seconds. Here is Lakari. Nice hedge by Kara Van Dyke. A pass to Johnson. Tries to enter the lane. Can't. Off-balance shot is off the backboard and no good. The board caroms into the corner, and it's taken by Van Dyke. It was actually out of bounds, knocked out by a Warrior, and that'll be defender basketball. Another great defensive sequence. I know Coach Steemsma very emphatic about the defense. This team can put up a lot of points with the three ball, but defense is so important, one of the most important aspects of the game, he feels. And the defenders showing it early on this afternoon. We are just under 12 minutes in. They lead it 17-14. Now in the short corner, Emily Newman controls. Back to Kara Van Dyke, top of the key. A three from deep is no good. Elise Marish crashing for the rebound, fouled Shelby Ruthbricht, and that'll be the 15th foul. On the defenders, Marish will exit in favor of Jamie Cook. For Marish, that is her first personal. Two more until the Warriors are in the bonus. Very soft press by the defenders. They back off, and Jamila Johnson will dribble it down. Johnson to Page. Page with a post entry and a holding foul by Kara Van Dyke. The pass was errant, went out of bounds, but that's because Van Dyke held the jersey of Haley Dietrich. That is her second foul. Two defenders with a pair of personals, Van Dyke and Chapman. Sixth-team foul, one more, and the Warriors will shoot at least a 1-1. There's Kelly Page passing to the top of the key and Ruprecht. Jamila Johnson with one hard dribble, and there's a violation away from the ball. 3 seconds, I believe. It'll go back to the defenders. Man-to-man press by the Warriors, broken easily with a long pass ahead to Emily Newman. She swings it back to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma holds the ball, then moves to her left into the corner. Danelle Boone unleashes a three, missed it long. Ball tipped away by the Warriors, I believe. The officials are indecisive. And we have a foul call. A foul call against the Warriors. Shelby Ruprecht into the back of one of the defenders. That is Ruprecht's first foul, fifth team foul. And the defenders will inbound to the left of the basket. Jamie Cook into Boone. Now to Jelsma. Dribbles left, knifes into the paint, kicks it out to Emily Newman. Newman drives into a triple team, and she traveled. Nice job by the Warriors, sucking in on defense and swarming Emily Newman as she drove. Newman, the sophomore, commits the turnover, and it is still a three-point defender lead, 7:30 to go in the first half. Sammy Licari controls near midcourt. Whips the pass to Jamila Johnson. Now they swing the ball to the far side of the court. There's Kelly Page. Now Sammy Licari to Jamila Johnson. Across the page. A long three. Swish. Kelly Page with her first basket this game. We are tied at 17. Kelly Page on the year had made 12 three-pointers. That was her 13th. A three by Jessica Jelsma. No good, but she tracks down her own shot. Misses the follow-up attempt. And the board goes to the Warriors. It was taken by Ruprecht, and we've got a traveling call by Sammy Licari as she moved up court. Going back to that three for Page, she has the most three-pointers on the team now with 13, second-best percentage. She is shooting around 45% with that make. Jamila Johnson leads in shooting percentage. She is 6 of 12 from downtown. 17-17, nice dive inside by Emily Newman. She took a pass from Jamie Cook standing at the left elbow, and Newman lays it in to make it 19-17. Newman's basket, her first of the game. She's averaging 1.5 points per contest this season. Licari with an 18-footer off the back rim, no, hits the top of the backboard and ricochets into the hands of the defenders. In transition, Emily Newman traveled with it. Newman took a pass a little bit too quickly, and she did not put the ball on the floor in time. Sammy Licari will trot down the court with it. Her team trailing 19-17 in this GPAC conference opener. 6:10 to go in the first stanza. Hard drive to the left. Jamila Johnson up and in. Nice job by Johnson. Using her left-handed dribble, she ties the game. First field goal of the contest for Johnson. She has 4 points. Van Dyke with a right-handed drive, and she draws the foul. She'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Ruprecht with her second personal, sixth team foul in the act of shooting, and that will send Van Dyke to the charity stripe. She misses the free throw, and that's very uncharacteristic. She was 27 of 29 coming into the game. She is now 27 of 30 for an even 90%. Van Dyke, a stellar free throw shooter. Second free throw is good. She splits, and it is 20 to 19. Defenders on top by one. Great passing inside by the Warriors, but the layup is missed. Offensive board by Dietrich. Blocked by Van Dyke, but a foul. Van Dyke with her third foul. Two shots coming for Haley Dietrich. First free throw is good. Marish will come in and get Van Dyke. Second free throw is good as well. Dietrich converts two. She's matched her season average with four. Skillhaas now against the press. Double team. She threw it away. Good defensive pressure by the Warriors. And leading by one, they will get the ball back. Jamila Johnson will inbound from the left of the basket. Her teammates in a box formation. Johnson gets it in to Sammy Licari. Licari back to Johnson. Here's Licari in the short corner. Swings a pass to Rachel Stera, who is in the game for the first time. Across court to Moon. Moon with a swing pass to Johnson. Johnson kicks it to the right corner. Good ball movement by the Warriors. They're really making the defenders work in this zone defense. In the short corner, a jump shot by Stara is no good. Rebound by Jamie Cook. She averages 5.2 rebounds per game. She corrals her third unofficially. And there is Scalehas on the right wing. Over to Boone. Kim Cruz on the right angle. Back to Cook. Ball fake. Spins in the lane. Left-handed layup. Good. What a move by Jamie Cook. She converts to give the defenders the lead. 22-21. Jamie Cook has 4 points. Now in the left corner, there's a three from the Warriors. Stara, it is no good, but an offensive board goes right to Licari, and she has a bunny from about 4 or 5 feet out, and Licari is true, her first basket this game. 23-22, jump shot from Cruz is hard off glass from straight away. Rebound caroms to Licari. Bounce pass by Licari to the free throw line. Taken by Joel Anderson. Kicks it to Moon for three. It's good. Darian Moon with her second three ball of the game. She has 8 points, nearly doubling her season average of 4.8, getting extended minutes in this conference opener. A foul committed by Jamila Johnson at the perimeter. Johnson's second foul, and the defenders will now shoot free throws, trailing by four. By my count, the largest lead of the game for Midland. And Scalehas with a 1-1. Good on the first. Her first point of the game, Scalehas is now 3-for-3 on free throws this season. And her second freebie is good. 26-24, Warriors lead. And there's a timeout called on the court. 4:08 to go in the first half. 26-24, Warriors on top. A back-and-forth seesaw battle. Midland leading by a pair. They really have only played a couple of close games in their five thus far this season. They lost to Dakota State in a nail-biter. Two free throws with a second left by the Trojans beat the Warriors in the season opener. And then their last game against College of St. Mary was fairly close. They lost by five, leading by 10 at half. St. Mary chipped away in that one and came within 5 points, but the Warriors staved them off. The defenders' closest game of the year was their loss at Jamestown, where Jamestown, the Jimmies of Jamestown, scored 4 points in the final minute. Hannah Steele made a field goal with just under a second to go to win that game. The only blemish on the defenders' slate thus far. They are a 4-1 basketball team. The defenders have beaten the Warriors 12 times in the 17-game series, and those 12 wins came consecutively. The defenders had beaten the Warriors 12 consecutive times until the Warriors got over the hump and beat them in Sioux Center last year by 11, a long streak kiboshed by the Warriors last January. Back to live action. Darian Moon on the left angle drives against Cruz. Off-balance shot is no good, but a foul against Cruz. Darian Moon having a very strong showing. She's looking to get in double figures with a pair of free throws here. And Moon attempting her first free throws this season, and her first one is good. Moon with nine, looking for double figures, and she rattles it out. Team is now 5 of 6 on free throw attempts. They lead by 3, 27-24. 3:45 to go in the first half. Kim Cruz passes to Jamie Cook at the right elbow. She drives, spins into a double team, and a travel. Great hedge by Haley Dietrich to get in Cook's way. forced her into taking steps, and the Warriors will dribble it back down court now with Sammy Licari. Crosses the timeline. She is defended by Skillhaus. Swings a pass to Moon. Lobs it over toward Joel Anderson. Anderson kicks to the corner. Licari with an open three. No good. Ball's loose, and it's picked up offensively by Dietrich. There's a shot by Moon. Short. Tracks down her own rebound. Left-handed layup. No good. Another offensive rebound. Reverse layup. No good. A third offensive rebound by Moon. Off-balance shot. No good. And at last, the defenders have the defensive rebound. Darian Moon is cramming her box score right now with rebounds. She got three of them on one possession. Unfortunately, she missed four shots, and all of them were fairly close. We have an offensive foul against the defenders, though. Elise Marish charged with the foul. Her second. Defenders coaching staff not all too pleased. 27-24 defenders trail. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Sammy Licari, a pass to the right side for Danny Anderson. Underneath to her sister, off-balance shot off the side of the backboard, rebound by Jamie Cook. Outlet pass to Jelzma, who quickly paces down court. Off to Cook, defended by Dietrich. The kick to Blount, now across court to Boone, into the left corner for Jessica Jelzma. Underneath to a cutting Blount, she goes up with it, and there's no foul. It'll stay with the defenders. A lot of contact on that shot attempt by Blount. It was punched away by Darian Moon. Throw in with 14 seconds on the shot clock by Danell Boone. Boone directing traffic with a long lob into Jamie Cook. To Jelzima. Top of the key. And a whistle away from the ball. There was a foul against Joel Anderson. Ninth team foul. First for Anderson. And the defenders will shoot free throws. Jamie Cook heads to the line. First foul for Joel Anderson. Cook's free throw is good. And that will get her a second. 5 points for Jamie. Danell Boone exits in favor of Abby Chapman. And Danny Anderson heads to the bench as well for the Warriors. Free throw by Cook, left short. Boarded by Kelly Page. 5 points for Cook. 1 for 2 from the stripe. 27-25 Warriors. Licari pulls up top of the key. Passes off to Page. Moon now in the right wing. Defended by Blount. Good hedge by Michael Hulst on Moon, who drives anyway. Left-handed shot is no good. And again, she draws the foul. Michael Hulst fouled her from behind. First foul against Hulst. Hulse, a 6'3 sophomore out of Byron Center, Michigan. Moon rattles out the free throw. 1 of 3 now in the game. Still trying to get into double figures. She has 2 3-point baskets that have been big. And she misses both free throws. So Moon now 1 of 4 from the line. 2 minutes left in the half. Jelzima cuts it back as she moves up court and gets it away from Moon, passing it to Cook. Return pass goes to Jelzima. Still defended by Moon. 15 to shoot. There's a pass to Cook, poked away by Joel Anderson out of bounds. 13 on the shot clock, and the defenders will inbound it right at half court. Blount will inbound. 1:50 left in the first half. Into Jelzima. Jelzima moves to her left, toward the left wing. 5 seconds to shoot. Blount drives the baseline, goes up against the Warrior. Nice block, and a rebound by Joel Anderson. She's then tied up by Robin Blount. Possession arrow goes to the Warriors. Good defense by Joel Anderson as the Warriors will try to add to that one possession lead. Sammy Licari into a double team. Bounce pass goes to Joel Anderson, drives the baseline, and a flying layup is good. First bucket for Anderson, 29-25. Warriors have matched their biggest lead this half. Abby Chapman uses a Cook screen, pulls up top of the key, passes to the right angle for Jessica Jelzima, looks to split Warriors, kicks it to Chapman, bounce pass underneath, intercepted by Haley Dietrich. Dietrich passes to Page. And Sammy Licari will bring it across half court. Under a minute to play in the half. Kelly Page defended by Jelzima. Page dribbles to her left, pulls up at the three-point line, passes inside to Dietrich, and she's fouled by Holst. Two fouls for Holst. She is the fourth defender with at least two fouls. Chapman, Marish, and now Holst with two. Van Dyke on the bench with three. Free throw up and good. Dietrich, 3 for 3 from the line. She has 5 points. Dietrich on the season, 50% from the line. She is now 3 of 6. 30-25, Warriors on top with their biggest lead. 52.5 seconds to go in the half as Dietrich goes 2 for 2. 6 points for Dietrich, two-thirds of them coming from the free throw line. Jelzima trots across half court, defended by Moon. Looks back to her right, passes to Chapman. Chapman uses a screen, Marish with the screen and roll. They don't give it to Marish, instead they swing into Jessica Jelzima. Jelzima to Boone, 13 to shoot. Cook, defended by Anderson, underneath to Marish, goes up off glass, no good, tipped away by Moon, and out of bounds. And they're going to rule it off of the defenders. So it'll be one final possession for the Warriors. Sammy Licari will dribble it across half court, defended by Chapman. They hold it now with 20 seconds. Licari spins to her right, spins to her left, passes to the left angle for Page. Underneath, there's a shot off glass, no good, rebound by Cook. 10 seconds for the defenders. Jamie Cook, long pass up ahead, off the fingertips of Licari and out of bounds with 5.7 seconds to go. A chance for the defenders to get some momentum going into the locker room as they stave off a late attempt by the Warriors. They can now get a four-point swing if they get a bucket of their own. Inbounds knocked away by Moon. 1 second goes off the clock. 4.7 left. Abby Chapman to trigger from the near sideline. Chapman receives the ball. Into Jelzima. She is bumped from behind by Moon, and that'll send Jelzima to the line. Hard foul by Moon, and it is the ninth team foul. So still a one-and-one situation for the defenders. Big free throws coming up here for Jelzima. She shoots them at a 78% clip, and she's good on the first. First point of the game for Jelzima, the senior out of Hudsonville. Second free throw rattles out. Boarded by Joel Anderson. 2 seconds left. A long pass up ahead to Licari, and her shot is after the buzzer. Does not count. 31-26, our halftime score. The Warriors end the half on a nice little run. 9-3, and they hold a 5-point edge going into the locker room. The Warriors have led at half in 3 of their 5 games. The defenders, on the other hand, have only trailed at half twice in their 5 games. They trailed by 9 against AIB on November 12th. They trailed by 9 and won by 5. They also trailed by 5 against Valley City State, and they won that game by 6. Should be a very interesting second half. And we will pause now and just have some dead air. We hope that is not too troubling as we take a breather now without any commercials on this webcast. Taking a break, the defenders trail at 31-26. Back with more momentarily. Hopefully we get some halftime stats to read to you. Defenders trail it by 5, and we'll be back shortly. Still halftime here in Fremont, but we join you for some halftime statistics. The defenders shot 33% in that opening half. They were just 1 of 9 from three-point land. They've struggled shooting the three this year, which you got to believe will turn around after they made 198 three balls last season, but currently shooting just 11% in this game, 28% coming into the game, and that is only going to drop probably down towards 25%. They were 9 of 12 from the stripe. That really helped them. They drew fouls throughout the half and got to the line, shooting 75%. They were led in points by a trio of players who had five, Jamie Cook, Danelle Boone, and Kara Van Dyke, each with five. Elise Marish scored four, Emily Newman with a pair, Abby Chapman and Jasmine Scalehouse contributed two as well. 1 point for Jessica Jelsma, and that gives Dort their 26 halftime points. They are averaging this season 77 points and outscoring teams by an average of 12, so a little bit of a foreign situation for the defenders. They have been stifled on the offensive end for the most part, and they've only made 8 field goals. For Midland, they are led by Darian Moon, who made 2 3-point baskets in that first half, 3 of 6 from the field. She scored 9, only went 1 of 4 from the line, though. She could have been in double figures. Midland also shot 33%. They were 10 of 30, made a couple more field goals than the defenders. They were 4 of 6 from downtown. That's a big difference. And 7 of 11 from the charity stripe for a 64% clip. Midland converted 9 Dort turnovers into 11 points. The defenders converted 5 Midland turnovers into 4 points of their own. Midland had 9 second chance points. Dort had 8. Midland with 18 points off their bench, half of those coming from Moon, and Dort had 9 of their own. It was a seesaw half. The score changed, or the lead changed, 5 different times, and we had 5 ties as well. The defenders out-rebounding Midland, 21-16. Most of those coming on the defensive end, 13 defensive rebounds to 7 defensive rebounds for the Warriors, 9 offensive rebounds for Midland to 8 for Dort College. Again, the defenders trail it by 5. We are about 5 minutes away from the start of the second half, and we'll take another breather. Be back shortly. Again, my name is Sam Ekstrom, and you are listening to Dort Defenders Basketball. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left until the second half begins. And let's take this opportunity to preview what should be a highly competitive men's game coming up in about an hour. The Dort Defenders come in at 5-1, Midland undefeated 3-0, although they do have an exhibition loss to D2 Missouri Western State. The Defenders are a very different team from last season. They lost 5 seniors who contributed 57 points per game. They have 8 freshmen on their 15-man roster, but they have used their senior leadership from Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindbergh to propel them to 96 points per game and a 5-1 start to the season. Their only loss was at a neutral site tournament game against Davenport. They lost 91-65, but otherwise they have blown out Grace. They have blown out AIB and Trinity. Close wins in tough environments at Valley City State and at Jamestown. The defenders led by Kyle Lindbergh, who is currently averaging a double-double, 20-11 for Lindbergh, the senior from Margate, Florida. And they take on Midland, and this has really butted into an excellent cross-state rivalry. Typically, the number one rival for the defenders is Northwestern, and that is unlikely to change, but Midland last season, especially in the playoff game, really emerged as the next big thing in GPAC basketball. Midland took Dort all the way to the wire in the GPAC semifinals. It was a dramatic and emotional finish where the defenders won it 69-68 to knock off the upstart Warriors, who nearly came back from a double-digit deficit in that game. Of course, the defenders went on to go win the GPAC tournament and went to the Elite Eight in the national tournament. The Midland Warriors as well got an at-large bid in the national tournament and made it the same length as the defenders. They got into the Elite Eight, and they feel like this is their year. They were projected number 1 in the preseason rankings. The defenders were projected number 5, and they're trying to prove the doubters wrong with 2 strong seniors in Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindbergh, and junior Tyler Waltersdorf back from injury last year. Should be a phenomenal basketball game, the 3-0 Warriors and the 5-1 defenders. Back to the game at hand. We are under a minute from the start of the second half, and the defenders need to get it going offensively. They are well off pace to reach their season points average of 77. They only scored 26 in the first half, and they don't have a player with more than 5 points. And obviously a big factor, Kara Van Dyke on the bench with 3 fouls for the majority of that first half. She will need to get in the act. She is 17 points away from scoring 1,000 for her career and becoming the 15th member of the 1,000-point club on the Dort women's basketball side of things. 20 seconds until the second half begins. Dort looking to come back and steal this GPAC opener from the Warriors. And again, the men's game to follow. The Dort men's football team currently on the gridiron against Dakota Wesleyan in their season finale. That's back in Sioux Center, and if you want to flip over to that game, you can get on your radios at 88.5 KDCR-FM and listen to Mike Biker. You can also find that on kdcr.dort.edu. And you can even listen to both games at once, the women's basketball and the football. We have a three-second violation right off the bat as the defenders on their first possession turned over. Not a good beginning for the defenders as they give it back to the Midland, who leads by five. They have led by as many as six. Kelly Page controls on the left angle. She tries to pass it underneath to Joel Anderson. She goes down to the court, tied up with the defender, and the possession arrow goes to Midland. They will inbound it on the near sideline, 21 seconds on the shot clock. Jamila Johnson to Lakari. Back to Johnson. They swing it to Page. Page dribbles with her right hand to the right angle. Over to Anderson, who pump fakes. Kicks it back toward Kelly Page. And now Page gives it over to Joel Anderson. Page underneath to Taylor Shepard. Shepard makes a move through the lane into the left corner. Fadeaway shot by Lakari. Good. Sammy Lakari with a two-point basket. The first bucket of this second half. She has 4 points. And it is 33-26. Largest lead of the game for Midland. Here's Kara Van Dyke. She's tied up by Jamila Johnson. Wonderful help by Jamila Johnson. And Dort will get the possession here. Jelzma will inbound. She stands to the left of the basket. Slaps the ball and nearly lost it as she took back her initial toss. She didn't want to give it to Marish, and she gathered herself and found Van Dyke. Now the give to Jelzma, top of the key. Marish on the left wing. A cutting Van Dyke across the lane goes up, has it blocked from behind by Shepard. Ball's loose, and a shot clock violation. The ball never grazed rim, so the shot clock was not reset, and the Warriors get the ball back. Good defensive work early on by Midland. Taken by Lakari across half court, defended by Boone. The kick to Johnson, uses a screen by Shepard. They switch, and Marish now guards Johnson. Passing to Shepard, across court now to Lakari. Lakari spins to her left into a double team and a foul. A foul against the defenders. And two shots coming. And Kara Van Dyke picks up her fourth foul. And that is a tough call for the defenders, as Van Dyke is now one foul away from being disqualified, and we are very early in the second half. Lakari's free throw is good. And the second one, no good. Midland now 8 of 13 from the stripe. Lakari has 5 points, and the Warriors lead by 8. Jelzma nearly tied up, and then she's stripped from behind by Johnson, who flies into the stands and could not control the basketball. And the Dort faithful getting a little bit angsty behind me right now. They're getting on these officials. A physical game, and the defenders not getting the calls they want at the moment. Emily Newman controls on the left angle. Pass back to the point guard, Jelzma. A bounce pass to Newman. She pump fakes to the left. Holds the ball from 25 feet away. Now dribbles to the right. Spins around, passes to Van Dyke. In the left corner, Van Dyke is double teamed. Bounce pass inside to Marish. Spin around, jump shot, baseline, back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Newman, and she's fouled on the floor. Joel Anderson committed the personal, her second. A fresh shot clock for Dort College. 17:57 to go in the game. Boone inbounds to Newman. Kicked around toward Jelzma. Boone thought about a three, bounced past to Jelzma. She's double-teamed, and she shuffled her feet. A travel by Jelzma, and the defenders give it right back. Soft press shown by the defenders. Boone will guard Lucari. Newman will guard Johnson, and Gelsma steps up on Kelly Page and picks her up at half court. A pass to Johnson on the left side. Shepherd top of the key. Now Page tries a three and hit it. Kelly Page, the best marksman on this team, knocks down her second triple from the right angle. It is 37-23, a double-digit lead on Page's second long ball of the game. She's got six. Gelsma dribbles into a double team in the left corner. Swarming defense early on in this half by Midland, and a foul committed to bail out Dort College. It was against Shelby Ruprecht, I believe. And Ruprecht picks up her third. Inbound to Van Dyke. Gives to Marish from 10 feet. Her shot hit every part of the rim and rattled out. A cap on the rim right now for the defenders. Lucari transitions. Bounce pass to Shepherd. Shepherd then screens for Lucari. Passes back to Ruprecht for a triple. That's no good. Rebound by Gelsma, who was pushed out of bounds. And they are ruling no foul on the play. Gelsma stepped out on her own accord, they say. Another turnover. So I beg your pardon, no foul on the play. Substitutes for the defenders. They now have Cook, Skilhas, Boone, Cruz, and Van Dyke in the game. Van Dyke playing with four fouls. Kelly Page takes the ball 30 feet away. Pass to Lucari. Back to Page. Underneath to Shepherd. Uses the left hand. Backing down Van Dyke. And the shot is no good. It was actually rebounded by Cook, who had the defense there. Skilhas scurries across half court. Passes into the corner. A double team. Back to Skilhas. She thought about a drive and kicks it to Cook. Here is Van Dyke. Now in the left wing, Cruz. Back to Van Dyke. Post entry is out of the reach of Cook and out of bounds. Another Dort turnover. They had nine in the first half. And now about a dozen in the game. 16-25 to go in the game. It is an 11-point lead for Midland. They have not allowed a Dort point yet in this half. A 6-0 run. Jamila Johnson to Ruprecht. Back to Johnson. Pump fake three. Drive instead. 10-foot shot leaning in. Count it. And a foul. Old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Jamila Johnson. Great pump fake at the top of the key and a hard dribble drive. A nice Euro step in the paint as she moved to her right laterally, and she will attempt a free throw now. Johnson a bit shaken up on the play, but she will get to her feet and attempt this free throw as Micah Holst enters the game. Johnson, her free throw is no good. Skilhas, bounce pass to Cook across half court. Here's Cruz, double teamed in the corner. Cross court pass by Cook, deflected and intercepted. Lucari, up ahead to Page, one on one. Page is fouled by Skilhas. Two shots coming. Just getting word that the foul previously to the Skilhas foul was on Van Dyke, and she has fouled out. Van Dyke fouls out of the game, and Skilhas commits her first foul. Kelly Page at the line makes both. She now has 8 points, and again, Kara Van Dyke takes a seat on the bench. She is not allowed to return. There's a hand check by Kelly Page against Skilhas and a foul. 15:45 to go, and the defenders trail by 15. The comeback needs to start any time. Play resumes, and we have another quick foul. This one will go against Page as well. It's her third. And Page will exit the game in favor of Jamila Johnson. Cruz to inbound. Right in front of the scorer's table. Cruz into Holst. Faces the basket at the three-point line. She's double-teamed. Swings it over to Skillhaus. Pump fake three. Pass to Cruz. She thinks about a three as well. Instead, dribbles to her left. A pass off to Boone. Skillhaus open from deep. Got it. First three-point basket of the half. First points of the half for the defenders. 41-29. They trail by a dozen. There's a drive inside by the Warriors. Shot no good. Rebound by Cook. Cook up ahead. Outlet pass to Cruz. Takes it in stride. Lost the dribble. It is out of bounds off Cruz. Turnover by the defenders. That three by Skillhaus, meanwhile, her first field goal of the game. She has 5 points, and that's her second three of the year. Inbounds goes to Darian Moon, who is in the game off the bench. Moon dribbles hard to the left around Cruz, pulls up at the free throw line and drains it. Darian Moon goes coast to coast and knocks down a 15-footer, and that gives Midland a 43-29 lead. Skillhaus passes to Chapman. Right wing, back to Skillhaus. Moon knocks down Skillhaus, and that's a foul. Fifth team foul against Midland, playing a very physical brand of basketball. Dort two fouls away from the bonus with 14:40 to go in the game. Moon now has double figures, 11 points after that last field goal. And we have an offensive foul, a legal screen against Jamie Cook as Cruz dribbled to her right. Cook set the pick and drew the offensive foul. That's the fourth team foul against Dort. Cook's first. Defenders trailing by 14. Licari defended by Chapman. A pass to the right angle. Haley Dietrich, a post entry. Joelle Anderson, bounce pass to Darian Moon, drives to the short corner. Gives it back to the left perimeter for Joelle Anderson. Inside to Dietrich, and an offensive foul there. And I'm going to take that back. Dietrich did not commit the foul. I think we may have had a three-second call. No foul awarded, and we have a three by Chapman offline. Rebounded by Joelle Anderson. Anderson gets across half court and gives to Darian Moon. Moon has an open Johnson who fakes a three, drives around Hulse, passes to the free throw line. Danny Anderson shot no good. And crashing in for the rebound and fouling was Joelle Anderson. She is whistled for her third personal foul. Third Warrior to pick up three. Ruprecht Anderson and Kelly Page all have three. Jamie Cook will take a seat on the bench. Six team fouls against Midland, one more, and the defenders will shoot free throws, and that's maybe one way they can get back in this game. They're going to have about 12 or 13 minutes of free throw shooting in this second half. Elise Marish traveled with the basketball as she took a post-entry pass on the right block. Another Dort turnover. Warriors will inbound, leading by 14, and Dort shows a zone pressure. New wrinkle instituted from seventh-year coach Craig Steemsma. Over-the-top pass by Johnson, caught by Darian Moon. Moon, a pass to Ruprecht. They swing it now to Licari. Licari to Johnson, top of the key. Dort in the zone. Here's Ruprecht to Moon, thought about a three. Johnson in the corner now. Goes up for a jump shot, blocked by Hulse, and it's corral by Abby Chapman. Chapman gives to Skillhaus. Now back to Chapman. Pulls up from 17. Shoots a set shot and rattles it home. Chapman converts with her second field goal of this game. She has four. 43-31. Defenders trail. 12:45 to go in the contest. Moon to Licari. Pump fake. Goes to the short corner. Slings it back to Moon, who's defended by Skillhaus. Dort back in a man-to-man defense. On the right angle, Licari goes around Skillhaus, pulls up from 18 feet. A long three from Johnson is online and true. Jamila Johnson with a long-range three, and that makes it 46 to 31, a 15-point Warriors lead. Jamila Johnson has 9 points in the game. She averages 12 per game. Countering, though, is Elise Marish, who took a pass on the right block, and she converts with a shot off glass. Marish now has 6, 46-33. 12 minutes to play. Moon ahead to Licari. She spins around at half court and calms things down. Passing out to the right angle. Johnson, a kick back to Licari for a 19-foot jump shot. Her foot was on the line. She drains it to make it 48-33. The long-range shooting heating up for Midland. Licari now has 7. Chapman, top of the key, enters to Marish. There's a fadeaway shot. No good. Off the left side of the rim, boarded by Licari. Outlet pass deep up ahead for Ruprecht, and she's knocked off the ball, and she loses the ball. No foul called on Marish. A lot of contact, but the refs are letting them play. That's what they say about the GPAC. It's a very physical conference. And we see it on display this afternoon. Both these teams really going at each other. Already 10 combined fouls called in this second half. 11:26 to go, and we have a timeout called by Coach Gilbert. His team leads 48-33. They have outscored Dort 17-7 in this second stanza through just about 8.5 minutes. 15-point deficit for Dort, and I cannot imagine they've faced a deficit this large so far this season. They led by 9 at halftime against AIB, but then outscored them by 14 points in the second half. Midland has poured it on here in half number 2, and they lead by 15. They are currently led by Darian Moon with 11. Kelly Page has 8. Sammy Licari with 7. Don't want to forget about Jamila Johnson either. She has 9. Again, the story so far, the main story, Kara Van Dyke, fouling out early in the second half. Coach had her in with 4 fouls. They needed her talent and her size, and the gamble backfired, unfortunately. Van Dyke fouls out with 5 points, and she still is 17 points shy of 1,000 for her Dort career. Leading scorer for the defenders is Elise Marish with 6. But the defenders offensively have been stifled by this fierce Midland defense. Abby Chapman, as play resumes, drives on the baseline and misses a layup. Rebound goes to Shelby Ruprecht. Outlet pass to Danny Anderson, the freshman across half court. Kicks it to the corner. Jamila Anderson, defended by Blunt. Back up top now to Danny Anderson. Darian Moon goes around a double team, passes back toward Anderson. Slings it to Moon. Moon dribbles it off her knee but retrieves it. 8 seconds to shoot for Moon. She drives baseline. Pull-up jump shot from 15 feet. Off the rim, no good. Offensive board by Taylor Shepard, and a foul against the defenders. 23. Foul against Jessica Jelsma, and they're going to give a shooting foul to Taylor Shepard. First foul for Jelsma. Shepard knocks down the freebie. Her first free throw this game. Shepard on the season, shooting free throws at a 67% rate. 16 of 24 coming in, and she's now 18 of 26 as she makes 2 there. Shepard has 4 points. And Dort has really done a fine job on Shepard, who averages nearly 12 points per game, but the team trailing by 17. 50-33, Midland leads. Top of the key, there's a 3-ball, no good, attempted by Chapman. A ricochet rebound goes toward Ruprecht. Up ahead for Jamila Johnson. Dribbles hard to the left, goes up against Chapman, loses the ball, but tracks it down in the corner. Johnson spins a pass inside towards Shepard, intercepted by Cook as she goes down to the floor and gets it loose to Abby Chapman. Here's Jelsma in transition, spins around to the right, pull-up jumper from 7 feet, no good. Offensive board by Hulse, who sets it in. First basket for Michael Hulse. She's averaging 5.4 points per game this season. 50-35, defenders trail. Subs coming in at the next whistle for both sides as Shepard possesses on the top of the key, goes underneath this. Shelby Ruprecht misses the left-handed layup, and a rebound by the defenders. They can cut it to 13 or 12. Hulst drives inside and fouled. Ruprecht with her fourth personal. It is a 15-point deficit for the defenders as Hulst heads to the line. Seventh team foul for Midland, giving Hulst a 1-1. On the court right now for George College, it is Cook, Jelzema, Hulst, Newman, and Boone. And Hulst will head to the line. She was 7 of 7 coming into the game, and she knocks down her first. Trying to go 2 for 2 and cut the deficit to 13. Right-handed flick is good. 50-37, Midland on top. Full court pressure shown by the defenders, and it is awfully tight this time. Newman guarding Licari, who drives by her. Licari back to Johnson, top of the key. Return pass to Licari, finds Johnson again, top of the key, 15 to shoot. Here's Kelly Page, defended by Cook. Back to Johnson, and she passes off the foot of Licari and out of bounds. A bullet pass was deflected off the body of Licari. And the defenders bearing down now. They've scored four consecutive, trying to make it six. And we have a whistle as Jelzema crosses half court. Perhaps a clock issue. There is 9:17 on the clock right now. And play resumes. Newman inbounds to Jelzema. Defended by Page. Bounce pass to the corner. There is Boone. Avoids the double team. They swing the ball to Cook. Right elbow. Good spin move to the left. And a right-handed layup is good. Cook has that spin move down. And she cuts the deficit to 11. 7 points for Jamie Cook. The full court pressure applied. And Cook reaches in aggressively, trying to knock it away from Rachel Stara. The foul against Cook is her second. She can afford to play aggressively. Only the sixth team foul. Dort had one to give. And Midland picks it up now from the near side. Inbound to Licari. Defense coming from Newman. A pass to Johnson on the right side, 25 feet away, and a foul on Midland. Seventh team foul. Because it is an offensive foul, they will not get shots. But the next foul on defense will result in free throws for the defenders. Shepherd exits the game, and Jelzema brings it down the court. Passes off to Boone in the right corner. Boone defended by Johnson. Finds Newman at half court. Now Hulst, her pass inside, knocked down, but Hulst retrieves it. Newman, again, to Boone in the right corner now. Jelzema to Cook on the baseline. Great ball movement by the defenders. Still is the top of the key. Boone, shot, no good, but a foul. Nearly a three-point opportunity. Boone heads to the line. The foul was against Page, her fourth. Boone to the stripe. And the free throw is no good. Went halfway down and rattled out. Marish checks in for Hulst. Dort has four starters in the game with the exception of Cook, who is in to replace Van Dyke, who's fouled out. Boone, second free throw, yes. She has 6 points, 50-40, and a 7-0 run for the defenders. There's a pass nearly intercepted by Boone. And we have another clock issue, I believe. So, a little bit of confusion on the floor, but Midland will get another inbounds pass from the near side. They may have had a fast break had they not whistled that play dead, so Dort maybe caught one. Here is Licari on the right angle. Dribbles to her left, defended by Cook. enters the paint. Knifes to the basket, puts up an off-balance circus shot, and got it to go. What a shot by Sammy Licari. She has 9 points in the game, seven this half, and that ends the 7-0 run for the defenders. 52-40. Emily Newman with a hard drive, a kick to Boone, a three is long, ball loose on the floor, Jamie Cook picks it up. At the free throw line, she gives it to Newman. Here's Jelzima from the left wing. Good pump fake by Marish as she takes it in the short corner. The shot's good, but she traveled first. Marish took steps before she drove. Another turnover for the defenders, 7:34 left. Dort trails by a dozen. Full court pressure. Ball inbounded to Joelle Anderson. She splits defenders, and we have a reach-in foul against Emily Newman. Scratch that, it's against Jamie Cook. Cook reached in for her third foul. Seventh foul against Dort. Free throws coming for Joelle Anderson. It is good. And now we have Jelzima and Cook coming out of the game. And an apparent discrepancy with the foul situation as Van Dyke is now re-entering. Van Dyke back in the game for the defenders. So I apologize. Previously, I believe that Van Dyke had fouled out with five. And at second look, she's now back to four. So Van Dyke is back on the floor after a long hiatus on the bench. 54-40 is the score. And the Warriors control. Johnson on the right wing. Looks to get it into Joelle Anderson. It's knocked out of bounds. Throw in coming for Midland. Right corner. There's Licari. Over to Johnson. Darian Moon in the left wing. Swing pass across court. Licari thought about a three. Spins to her left. Leans into Newman. Passes off to Joelle Anderson. Spins to her left. Missed the shot. And we have a foul on the rebound. It's going to go against Dort. Elise Marish. Third foul on Marish. And again, we apologize for rendering Van Dyke disqualified. She is back in the game. Fans getting a little uptight here in Midland. A lot of fouls called in this half. And there's a free throw good from Haley Dietrich. And she has seven. Second free throw off the back iron, no. Rebound, Elise Marish. Defenders trail by 15 at 55-40, 6:40 to go. There's Scalehouse. Bounce pass to the corner. Newman back to Scalehouse for a triple, no good. Offline and a rebound caroms towards Sammy Licari. Defended by Newman at half court. Finds Moon. And we have a timeout called by Coach Gilbert, a 30-second timeout. And Midland will inbound on the far side when we resume. 6:22 to go in the game, and Midland has reestablished a 15-point lead. Dort did cut it to 10. However, Midland has taken control back and the momentum as well. Dort would need a big comeback late to make this a game. Leading scorers currently stand with Darian Moon. Only player in double figures with 11. Sammy Licari with 9 just behind her. Jamila Johnson with 9 as well. Kelly Page with 8. Haley Dietrich 7. Evenly distributed scoring for Midland. Dort College's leading scorer is Jamie Cook with 7 points. Inbound by Johnson to Darian Moon. Defended by Skilhaas. A pass off to Johnson. Slings it to Licari. Back to Johnson. 10 seconds to shoot. Johnson defended by Boone. Drives at Boone. Leans into Boone. And missed the shot but drew the foul. Great drive by Johnson. First foul against Boone. Taylor Shepherd will check back into the game after this free throw. Free throw up and good. Johnson now has 10. Three of four from the line. And her second freebie is good. 57-40. Midland on top, trying to win their conference opener and move to 4-2. There's a pass off the foot of Sammy Licari by Jasmine Skilhas. Kim Cruz will inbound. Under 6 minutes to play. Cruz gets it to Van Dyke. 25 feet away, back to Cruz. Fakes the three. Spins around Jamila Johnson, who held her and fouled her on the shot. Third foul against Johnson. Cruz heads to the stripe. Only two previous free throw attempts this season. She now has three, and she's 2 of 3 as she makes it. 57-41. Cruz again. Good. The freshman makes it a 15-point game, 57-42. Joelle Anderson dribbles against the full court pressure, defended by Van Dyke. Drives hard to her left, picks up her dribble. Finds Licari on the far side. They get across the timeline. 17 seconds to shoot. Licari to Moon, right wing. Now Anderson, defended by Van Dyke. Johnson spins a pass underneath to Shepherd. Post entry is knocked away by Van Dyke. 6 on the shot clock, 5:30 on the game clock. Inbounds pass coming for Jamila Johnson. Johnson will inbound from the right of the basket. Defended by Boone. Lob pass to Shepherd. Left-handed shot. Good. Taylor Shepherd has 6. A left-handed 17-foot shot makes it 59-42. Midland. Kara Van Dyke defended by Shepherd. Takes a 3 in Shepherd's grill, and it's no good. Rebound by Sammy Licari. Licari across midcourt. Over to Moon. 25 feet away. Dribbles around Skilhas. Pulls up from 20 feet. Jump shot. Front rim, no. Ball ricochets off multiple players out of bounds. And indecisive referees right now. They'll discuss. Midland ball. Cook enters the game for Marish. She heads to the bench, having scored 6 points in the game thus far. Johnson gets it in to Moon. Moon back to Johnson. Finds Licari on the right side. Defended by Van Dyke. Licari pass to Moon, knocked away. It is deflected past midcourt. And another referee conference now as they discuss whether or not this is over and back. It appeared to be deflected by a defender, which would nullify the over and back. And they are going to give it back to Midland. Because of the deflection, there is no over and back, and they whistle that play dead. Prematurely, it seemed, that they give it to Midland anyway. 59-42, 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Moon to Johnson. They're using almost all 30 seconds of each shot clock now. 4 seconds to shoot. Johnson is double-teamed, has an open Moon for a 3. Good. At the buzzer. Darian Moon with her third triple of the game. 14 points for Moon. And off the bench, she has provided a jolt. She's given her team an 18-point lead now. Marish dribbles into the lane. Her pass intercepted. Licari across to Johnson. Dribbles back to her left. Pulls up top of the key. Pass to Moon. Here's Licari. Uses a Shepherd screen. Moves to the top of the key again. They move the ball to Moon. Right side. Now Licari. Left corner. Johnson spins to her right. Off balance. Fadeaway shot. No good. Offensive rebound with 3 on the shot clock. Joel Anderson sets it in. 64-42, and Midland has opened up a 22-point lead. Skilhas drove against Moon, who committed the foul. Free throws coming for Skilhas. Second foul on Moon. Three subs coming in for both teams with 3:30 left in the game. Skilhas free throw good. Marish Chapman into the game. Halston Jelsma waiting. Both free throws true. Skilhas has seven. And she exits the game as Holst and Jelsma come in. We have a timeout on the floor. Timeout called by Dort College, trailing by 20, 64-44. 3:30 left in the contest. This was a back-and-forth battle with five lead changes in the first half. Midland, with a brief spurt before halftime, took a five-point lead into the locker room, and they did not look back. They came out in the second half with an 8-0 run to begin, and the defenders could not climb back into it. They've trailed by as many as 22, and they have been outscored 33-18 in the second stanza. Coach Teamsma taking this opportunity to coach up his gals. They have not faced adversity like this season. Fortunately, it's a very experienced team. Five seniors on the roster currently, soon to be joined by a sixth. And they will rebound from this. You know that for sure. A team that has aspirations of joining that top tier of a very competitive GPAC Women's Basketball Conference, where Briarcliff, Concordia, Northwestern all ranked in the top 25. Every game is a gauntlet, and you see that here with Midland, only projected to be ninth in the GPAC, giving Dort a whale of an effort. Heavy and intense full-court pressure by the defenders, but the Warriors break it. Johnson dribbles at half-court, defended by Boone. Drives by Boone with a nice behind-the-back dribble and kicks it to Danny Anderson. Anderson loops a pass into the painted area. There's Ruprecht off to Shepherd, and Shepherd with the left-handed lay-in good. 8 points for Taylor Shepherd. Six in the second half. Pull-up jump shot by Jelsma, no good. Deflected out of bounds off the Warriors. It'll be defender basketball. And a fresh 30-second shot clock. 66-44 the score. Jamila Johnson will exit the game, perhaps for the final time. If so, she leaves with 11 points and a great second half where she scored seven and made some big shots to build the momentum for the Warriors. Michael Holst missed a shot off the inbound, but Danny Anderson had the ball stolen by Danelle Boone hustling down the floor. Jessica Jelsma transits toward the baseline, and she is tied up by Rachel Sarah. And the possession arrow goes to the Warriors. Robin Blount checks in the game for Danelle Boone. Boone leaves with six. 2:35 left in the game. Dort still pressuring to the very end. Great double team in the corner. Holst and Jelsma had Sarah trapped. And Sarah throws it off of Holst and out of bounds. They'll try again now. Sarah triggers this time. Gives it to Mandy Euker. New player in the game, and Euker turns it over. Dort will get it back under their own basket. 2:29 left. Blount. Seeking Jelsma. Gets it into her. Jelsma dribbles to the left. Goes to Chapman. Chapman has it poked away by Euker. Swings the ball at the top of the key. Gives to Marish, who drives underneath, and a nice move inside on Ruprecht, who is now fouled out of the game. Cook went to the game. And not having a lot of success calling the foul outs this afternoon. I apologize. Ruprecht, in fact, only has four fouls. I had earlier said that Van Dyke had fouled out. She did not either. Free throws, one of two on those free throws. Dort trails by 21. Rachel Stara controls to the top of the key for Midland. With 2 minutes to go, they lead by 21. Stara, left-handed dribble, picks up her dribble, gives it to Danny Anderson for a three. Left side of the rim, no, and a rebound goes to Jamie Cook. Cook up ahead to Blunt, a two-on-one for Dort. Blunt goes at the basket and is fouled on the way up. Danny Anderson committed that one, her first. Emily Newman will check back in momentarily as Blount goes to the line. And Blount's free throw is no good. Blount trying to get on the scorer's sheet. Averaging 2.4 points per game. Second free throw is good. 66-46. 1:47 left. Dort still applies the pressure. Foul by Jelzema in the backcourt. Second foul against Jelzema. Two shots coming for Midland, who's in the double bonus. Rachel Stara to the line. Nails the free throw. ...67-46. And the second shot is no good. Stara goes 1-for-2. 21-point lead. Defenders bring it back down the floor with Chapman. Underneath to Michael Hulst. Hulst goes up. Missed the shot, off glass, a little bit too hard, but she tracks down her own rebound. Jessica Jelzma on the left wing tries a three, line drive shot, knocks it down. Jelzma with her first three-point basket of the game, her first field goal of the game. 4 points for Jelzma. She puts in her third three of the year, and we have a foul against Dort again, a minute 19 left. 67-49. Foul against Blunt. Free throw good. Shelby Ruprecht at the line. Her first free throw attempt of the game. She now has 4 points. Tries to go 2-for-2 and knocks them both down. 69-49. Jelzema across half court. Defended by Stara. Finds a cutting Blunt. Drives the lane. Missed the layup. Boarded by Dietrich. And Dietrich gives to Stara. And Dort College calls off the dogs here in the final minute. They trail by 20. And they do not apply that full court pressure. Stara dribbles top of the key. Off to Euchre. Euchre jump stop in the lane. She's fouled. And she'll shoot a pair. Foul on Jelzema, her third. And Euchre's free throw is good. She gets on the score sheet. Let's take a look at what's on tap for the Midland women. After this game against Dort, they will take on Morningside at home on November 20th, then a road game at Mount Marty, and a home game against Doan. So, three out of their first four conference games at home. That's a big advantage to get started on the right foot. Euchre missed the second free throw. It is 70-49. There's a long shot by Newman, no good. Rebounded by Euchre with 26 seconds. Euchre can dribble it out if she pleases. Dribbles dribbling at half court. Ball is taken away by Chapman with 13, picked up by Newman with 10. Outlet to Jelzima, 8 seconds to play. Chapman, a lengthy three, that's no good. Ricochets to Blunt, 2 seconds to go. Holst gives to Jelzima, shot at the buzzer, good, that will count. Jelzima finishes with 6, and the defenders lose 70-51, the final score. It was a 5-point game at half, but the defenders are blown out in the second half. They are outscored by a 14-point margin. Midland really takes the hammer to the defenders in the second half, and they hold them to 25 second-half points. And Dort scores 26 points under their season average for scoring. Midland, who had forced 121 turnovers coming into this game, an average of about 24 turnovers per game, probably met that total in this one as Dort turned it over amply in the second half and could not get in a roll offensively. We should be getting stats momentarily here. The defenders fall 70-51. And we will go through unofficially the stats that I've kept throughout the game. Scoring for the defenders, Abby Chapman finished with 4, Jasmine Skilhaas with 7, Janelle Boone with 6, Emily Newman with a pair. Jelzima finished with 6 points. Robin Blount had 1 free throw made. Kara Van Dyke, foul trouble all game. She spent the majority of the time on the bench. She got her 4th foul very early in the second half, and she finished with 5 points. Almost every defender under their season average. Elise Marish completed the game with 7 points. Jamie Cook had 7, and Michael Hall had 4. Nobody with more than 7 points for the defenders this afternoon. For the Midland Warriors, they were led by Jamila Johnson and Darian Moon. Moon had 14, Johnson had 11. Sammy Licari contributed 9. Kelly Page with 8, including 2 three-pointers. Haley Dietrich with 7 of her own. Taylor Shepard put in 8 points. 2 points for Joelle Anderson. And 1 point for Mandy Euchre and Rachel Sarah each. And that ends the game. That ends the game for Midland as we have official shooting percentages now. The defenders end the game with 31% shooting, 15 of 48 from the field. They were 3 of 18 from beyond the arc, 16.7%. And they were 75% from the free throw line, 18 of 24. They had total 19 turnovers on the game. Tough one for the defenders as they fall to Midland by 19. Midland had 6 steals to coax a number of those turnovers. They finished the game shooting 40% from the floor, 64% from three-point land, and 70% from the line. They moved to 4-2 on the season, 2-1 at home, 1-0. In the GPAC Conference. The defenders drop to 4-2. They are now 3-2 on the road, and their home opener will be a week from today against Doan, another quality GPAC foe. That'll be in Sioux Center. That'll be their second home game. They did play their home opener in Sioux Center against York, and they won that game handily. After Doan, they take on Mount Marty on the road, then Briarcliff at home. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan back-to-back road games, and then Hastings before Christmas break. So Dort with 6 games before the break, they will try to play that 500 at least and stay in contention here in the GPAC, a very tough GPAC, a conference that has excelled in years past with Northwestern winning about a half dozen titles in the past 10 years, it seems. We are waiting patiently for Coach Craig Steemsma, who is in the locker room right now, rehashing things with his women. Some other numbers from this women's contest. The defenders were the better of the two teams in rebounding, 38 rebounds for Dort, 32 for Midland. But Midland turned Dort's 19 turnovers into 26 points off turnovers. Dort turned 9 Midland turnovers into 12 points off turnovers, Midland took care of the ball exceptionally well in the second half. And if I'm counting right, Midland had 5 turnovers in the first half, only 4 in the second half. Very clean game for the Warriors as they win their conference opener. Dort bench and Midland bench were fairly even. The Warriors had 28 points outside of their starting five. Dort had 25. Many of those points coming from Jamie Cook, Abby Chapman, and Jasmine Scalehas. And it's just about time to start transferring to the men's game, and setting this one up is a whole lot of fun. The last time these two teams played, it was emotional, and it was exuberant for Dort College. The visual images were incredible to behold in person as Dort College won a last-second nail-biting game against Midland, 69-68, in the GPAC semifinals. A late blocked shot of a James Parrott drive by Trevor Waltersdorf won it for Dort at the buzzer over this Midland team that valiantly came back in the second half. And I think that really set the tone for what should be a very good rivalry this year, as these two teams will play a pair of times, beginning with this afternoon's game. Midland projected to be the top team in the GPAC, receiving 5 first-place votes. Dort received a pair of first-place votes, but they were positioned 5th in the preseason projection, losing 5 seniors, accounting for 57 points per game. Among them, Trevor Waltersdorf, Cliff Warner, Sean Kaiser, Jordan Vogel, Chris Sievers, all of them graduating. And on the other hand, Midland lost first-team All-American James Parrott. Parrott, the one-year player, came from a community college, was stellar for this squad last season. Parrott almost single-handedly won that playoff game for Midland, scoring 26 points in the one-point loss. He was a phenom to watch. He is gone, and now it's in the hands of Ben Imig, Galen Gully, and a couple of other community college transfers, Marcus Franklin and Brandon Williams. It's a great matchup on paper. Dort comes in 5-1, Midland 3-0. The defenders won their first three. Then a hiccup against Davenport, losing 91-65, but a pair of wins to get back on track. Blowout wins, both 29-point margins over Trinity Christian and AIB. The defenders led by Kyle Lindberg with 20 points per game and 11 rebounds per game. Midland comes in led by Ben Imig. Imig with 18 points per game, and their leading rebounder, Jalen Huser, with 5 boards per game. Still waiting for Coach Craig Steemsma to come give his customary post-game interview. Probably lots to say after this disheartening loss to Midland, 70-51 the final. The women losing really their first bad game of the year. They lost a 2-point contest to Jamestown in the early going. But a big second half from the Midland Warriors, in which they outscored Dort 39-25, was the difference. 5 lead changes in the first half, but Midland led all the way through from the 3:35 mark of the first half on. We're going to take a quick breather and set the mic down for a bit as we wait for Coach Craig Steemsma. Again, if you're just joining us, the women's team falls by 19. The men's game about 13 minutes from beginning. You've been listening to Dort Defenders Basketball. Please stay tuned for the coach's interview and more men's pregame coming up. You're listening to Dort Basketball. Back here to Bracker Court, where we're joined by women's head coach Craig Steemsma. And, Coach, a tough loss, obviously. Really one of the first times your team has been handled in that way. What'd you tell your gals in the locker room about handling adversity?
Well, they shot it very well, and we didn't shoot it very well at all. They really got after us on the offensive board. We didn't have enough pressure on defensive pressure on them. You know, I thought we played really, really hard for about a couple minutes, 4 or 5 minutes of the whole time. In our conference, the effort and execution has got to be there. Both effort and execution have got to be there all the time. And if they're not, you know, you're going to get beat like this. I give credit to Midland. They're a very good team, and they execute very well, and they rebound very well, and that caused us a lot of problems today. We tried to fight back in it, fall back in, and get it close, and we really never could get close enough to make a run at them again there. You know, that's on us, and we'll have to do better next week.
Some tough calls against Kara Van Dyke. She got in early foul trouble. Did it hurt not having her out there for that long chunk of time?
Oh, it obviously did. You know, there's some Oliver you think, wow, how could they, you know, how could we get that to go against us? But on the other hand, you got to be tough enough to fight through it and say, we'll get the next one. We're going to keep battling. And I thought we did a lot of trying to draw fouls instead of trying to score baskets and maybe we'll draw the ball at the same time. You know, that's on us. We got to work on correcting that because you don't just get a foul because you hit somebody or run into somebody. You have to be attacking the basket. And some of the time we were fading away on some shots and things, so, you know, I guess our older players need to be a little more better and get to the basket, get to the foul line a little bit more than what we did today.
What do you say, number one thing taking away from this game is that you just need to work on ball control and crisp passes? Because that seemed to really plague you in the second half.
Yeah, there's, you know, before I walk, I'm going to watch the game to see, but I'm, right off the bat, I would just say, walking out. That we really need to continue to work at, and, you know, we've been working at that. That's one of the things we've really emphasized before this game, and so, you know, in that realm, it's disappointing to not see it pay off a little bit more. But to be able to show him a video and see what is actually transpiring, a poor execution or not blocking out, will be good for us. Next weekend we have until Saturday to kind of get ready to play. So I think we'll, you know, in the deep back, this is no days off. We're just in the day off. And so we'll have to be ready to play next week, Saturday, for our going game.
The good news is it's a long season, Coach, and you've got a lot of seniors who will hopefully get your team back on track. Thanks for your time, Coach, after a tough loss.
Thank you very much for your coverage, Sam. I appreciate it.
You bet. That's Coach Craig Seamsma speaking after a 70-51 Dort women's loss in the first half of a women's men's doubleheader. The women fall, being outscored by a total of 14 points in the second half, and they lose their conference opener to the Midland Warriors.